Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Following English Podcast. Today is October the 9th, Thursday, 2014. This is episode 35. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to be talking about how to greet people in English. So not only I will give you some tips on how to the vocabulary you should use on when you're greeting people in English, but I'm also going to talk a little bit about the verbs that describe that you can use to describe the way people greeted you, when you receive someone, when you welcome someone, when you say hello to someone. So the most basic words. Let's start from the beginning. Let's say. So the most basic words are hi, hello, howdy, and even hiya. That's hiya spelled H-I-Y-A. And howdy is spelled H-O-W-D-Y. So these are simple ways to say hello. And sometimes they're not enough because you're not just simply going to say hi. Yeah? You could simply say hi if you're greeting a friend. But in a more formal situation, you should probably say something else. Yeah, you could say you could say good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. But you can also ask people like hi, how are you? Or hi, how are you today? Yeah, or in a more informal level, you could say hey, what's up? Yeah, so it's important to say that when someone greets you with what's up, you should answer back by using the same expression. Yeah? What's up? What's up? Also, in a more formal level, you could use how do you do. And how do you do, when you use how do you do, when somebody says how do you do to you, it's actually not a question, so you should not answer it. You should reply by saying how do you do as well. So if somebody imagine the situation in a formal setting, somebody comes to you and shakes hand or somebody introduces you to somebody else and then says, hey, this is I would like you to meet our marketing manager. This is John Patterson, and then John Patterson comes to you and says, how do you do? And then you simply shake his hand and you say, how do you do, Mr. Patterson? So how do you do is more used in a more formal setting and maybe in business. Yeah? Otherwise, you could stick to how are you or even what's up. Yeah? Moving on. So when you say hello to someone, say hello to somebody. This is the verb to describe. Yes. So let me give you one example here. By the way, today I'm using Oxford Learner's Word Finder. This is a dictionary I bought back in the 90s, in the late 90s. But it's very useful because it gives you, let's say, the words, the entries are separated according to, they are grouped together according to different topics. So I'm looking at the topic greeting, so greetings. So here, let me give you one example. She walked straight past without saying hello. So this is a way of, or she walked straight past without saying hi. Okay? Or we were greeted at the door by the manager. So we were greeted at the door by the manager. You can also have, if you think about collocations, you can also have a friendly greeting. So a friendly greeting. So it's a greeting then which was, let's say, well, it was a nice greeting, let's say. And you can also welcome someone when the person is traveling a long distance to see you. So you can wait at the station and welcome this person. So to welcome someone, it's a formal way of saying that you are waiting for the person. So I'm sorry, one example here, I'm sorry I wasn't here to welcome you. Okay, or they gave us a warm welcome. So here again, talking about collocations, they gave us a warm or even a friendly welcome. There is another example here. The Prime Minister was given a warm reception. You can also use the word reception in a more formal level. So maybe in newspapers language, you will also have the word reception here, meaning welcome. Moving on, when we greet people, we also shake hands sometimes, or we give somebody a kiss. So to shake hands with somebody, or to shake hands with someone, to give someone a kiss, or to kiss somebody goodbye. So to kiss somebody goodbye when you want to say goodbye. So you kiss the person on the cheek when you want to say goodbye. Or to kiss somebody goodnight. Yeah, let me give you some examples here. These are greetings which are not spoken. For example, we shook hands and he asked me to come in. So shook, the past of shake, shook. Shake, shook, shaken. So we shook hands and he asked me to come in. Or he gave me an enthusiastic handshake. Or when you kiss someone, they said goodbye and kissed each other on both cheeks. Or like you're talking to your son or daughter and you say, give grandma a kiss before she leaves. Yeah. So to kiss somebody goodbye or to kiss somebody goodnight. He kissed me goodbye on the platform. Yeah. So when you're saying goodbye to someone, you can wave at someone. Yeah. You can, waving is basically, of course, moving your hand from side to side as a greeting, as a way of greeting someone. So in this case, you're saying goodbye or even hello. Yeah. Normally when the person is leaving. Yeah. So one example here, he greeted us with a wave. So a wave. Wave is also a verb. And if you use the verb, don't forget that the preposition here is to wave at someone or even to wave to someone. Yeah. He waved to me. So this is it. Just a quick recap here. We talked about different words that you can use when you greet someone. So hi, hello, howdy, hiya, or even good morning, good afternoon, good evening. These are very common ways of greeting people and very nice ways, by the way, to show politeness. Also, when you greet someone, you can also ask them how they are. And this is not necessarily a real question, but so you can say, hi, how are you today? Yes, and politely, the person should answer, I'm fine, and you? Or simply, I'm okay, how about you? So something like that. And I also talked about a more formal way of greeting people using how do you do? And then this is actually not a question, so you should reply by answering the same, by saying the same thing. How do you do? How do you do? Or even WhatsApp. What's up? Sorry, not WhatsApp. What's up? Hey, what's up? And you should reply the same way. And I talked a little bit about some verbs, so to say hello to someone, to greet someone, to welcome someone, to give somebody a warm welcome, or to shake hands with someone, to give somebody a kiss, to give somebody good, to kiss somebody goodbye, or to wave at someone. So this is it about greetings. So thank you very much. I hope you're learning something. Remember that you can also visit the webpage for this podcast, which is at pods.followenglish.com.br. I would appreciate to hear your comments, suggestions for future episodes. And you can also follow us on Twitter. And we have a fan page on Facebook. If you want, you can also send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. So I remind you, the web page is at pods.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email and subscribe via email. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. Again, thank you very much. I hope you're learning something. Keep studying, and see you next time. Bye.